Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in today. I am actress Teresa Guilford. You are tuned into SOL Talk Show. You are now listening to Speak Out Loud. Definitely, we love to have everyone on. We appreciate you guys coming on. Today, I have a very special guest, and I will be introducing him shortly to us. I do apologize for the inconvenience today as well to my guest. I had my times mixed up. Sometimes I don't know if I'm on the East Coast, the West Coast, or the wherever. So I totally had the actual time. I had one time, which was 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then, of course, corresponding, I had actually told my special guest 6 p.m., so I do apologize from the table of SOL. Today is Monday, November the 13th, 2017. That's right, you have tuned into the number one buzz station, and we're excited to have you sitting at the table with us today. We are all family here at SOL. We like to let our hair down. We like to have serious discussions and try to see if we can help each other grow and grow. Helping you helps us. That is one of our models today. And we welcome our bloggers that are listening via blog. If you would like to call in and you have a question for our special guest or myself, you can dial the number of 914-803-4442. Press 1 to speak to our guest or me, your host. Again, we have a great plethora of just phenomenal things for you today. So get your pens ready, get your paper ready, whatever you need to write down, your laptop, your computers, your cell phones, whatever you need to take notes, make sure that you have them handy, because definitely I know that you are going to be invited today, especially myself as well, and learn some great things. I want to welcome in my guest today. I have Mr. Mitchell Levy on the line today. Mr. Mitchell, if you can just give us a quick hello and let the people know how you're doing today.
Hi, Mitchell Levy here, and I'm doing great. And I guess we're starting late, so I got a little bit of chance to do a little bit more stepping out.
Absolutely. Again, and I do apologize. I never really normally get the time mixed up, but I've been all over the last couple of days, and I think I know I completely mixed up my time, and I didn't even pay attention to the actual, promotional flyer that it said 7 p.m., and then I went back and I was just going over my notes, getting myself ready for, you know, the interview today, and I noticed that in one of the email correspondings it said 6 p.m., and then I looked back at the flyer, so like, wait a minute, am I looking at, you know, am I just losing sleep here or what's going on? So definitely you have my deepest apology, and I am at your throne today. Other than that.
I was kind of curious what SOL stood for, and I came up with a different interpretation.
Oh, what was your interpretation?
Well, you know, it's shit out of luck. Oh, you're supposed to be on the radio, Mr. Levy? No, sorry, you're SOL.
That could be, you know, an interpretation as well, and that is one of our rules. No cursing, but
shout out loud is pretty cool.
Thank you. We thank you. And it is speak out loud, which, hey, pretty much like shouting as well, you know, however we can get it across to people that are entrepreneurs, people that are normally we do acting, actors, directors, producers, of course. And I have a sister, Blog Talk Radio, that do authors as well. So I definitely want to make sure that I get you on that platform as well, because it's a totally different, you know, genre of people as well that definitely need to hear what you have to say today. And I won't keep our people waiting too much longer.
I think you have to listen to me to make that decision first, right?
Well, we're doing I'm being the test dummy today, so that definitely helps. So other than that, how are you doing today? I know that you said that you were out and about.
Oh, I'm great. I'm doing great.
Good.
It's a gorgeous day, and I get a chance on Saturday. I'm actually going to be doing a TED Talk, and so I'm feeling pretty good about that, and practicing and moving forward, and so that'll be kind of fun.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Definitely, I would like to hear more about that, too, as well. I know that, you know, a lot of the people that follow you as well definitely would like to know what that's about. So I'll definitely give you some time to speak on that. But I do want to introduce you as well and give our family a little bit of background on you. Just a quick one. I'll let you fill in the blanks as well. But Mr. Mitchell Levy is the AHA guy at AHA.
Oh, hey. I'm going to stop you. So it's Levy, L-E-V-Y. And you don't actually have to say AHA because it stands for aha. So, you know,
aha.
The Oprah thing, aha.
Aha.
We've been doing aha. There we go. It's that aha moment. So I didn't mean to. I don't
have
want
to
stop
to my
you,
awesome
but
power voice.
There. Oh, perfect.
And you said that it's Levy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Got you. Well, definitely, Mr. Levy is a aha that guy, and which he is super social self publishing books. Platform. That's basically what he's doing for those wanting a megaphone. He is also an accomplished entrepreneur who has created over 20 businesses in Silicon Valley, including 4 publishing companies that have published over 800 books. Yes, you heard me correctly, 800 books. So this is the guy, the aha guy, that you want to get on your team when it comes down to being an entrepreneur and learning how to, you know, start writing? How can I write a book and make it successful? This is who you want to speak to. Mr. Levy also is an international best-selling author with 58 business books. He has provided strategic consulting to over hundreds of companies. I mean, he has advised over 500 CEOs on critical business issues as well. Also, he has been a chairman for a board of the NASDAQ. Now, does that have a different way of saying that as well?
Yeah, people say NASDAQ. So it's New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ are the two large exchanges. And so it was a publicly traded company, NASDAQ-listed company.
Awesome, awesome. So NASDAQ-listed company. In addition to that, these accomplishments, he also has been happily married for over 28 years. So I do apologize to my single ladies out there. He is taken off the market, at least for the marriage portion of that actual market. But you can actually hire him on the actual Aha Guy tips. Also, regularly, he spends 4 to 5 weeks annually in the European countries with his family and friends. Mitchell is committed to a liveliness of joy and the aha moment. So with no further ado, Mr. Aha, I definitely want you to, you know, just give the people a little bit more, you know, insight into you. And you're more than welcome to let your hair down. Let's try to refrain from the cursing, though, although that, you know, for another talk show, hey, but for this one, no cursing. I'll take you back to the table with the wooden spoon, and I'll pull it out like Grandma used to do, and I'll get those fingers.
That was a nice one. Hey, that's what, if you were interviewing Tony Robbins, you'd be really in trouble. Your description was good, and largely what I say today is I am a people publisher, and I empower thought leaders to share their genius. And that's really what it's about, is how can you get your brand out in the marketplace in such a way where people want to hire you and to be able to interact with you.
Absolutely. And with your expertise, I'm pretty sure we can give some great tips, too, as well, to our family at the table, because we have plenty of authors and writers and inspiring authors and writers out here that and entrepreneurs that are looking for, you know, that aha guy, looking for that aha moment. I definitely want you to be able to give your social media sites as well. We'll mention those so that everybody can follow you and find out, you know, more about you and be able to, you know, get in on that aha moment. As far as your current status of what you're doing right now, I know that you have a purpose, of course, of, you know, helping entrepreneurs to write a book. But I had read something in your bio, too, as well, concerning the fact that you can show someone how to write a book in 8 hours. I mean, Mr. Levy, how do you do that? I mean, what could a person, you know, accomplish in 8 hours as far as a book? What do you do? What do you give them as far as tips for that?
So, well, we actually have had 300 authors write their books in 8 hours. So I'm happy to share. So one thing that makes it a little bit easier in terms of wrapping your arms around, we're not talking about a book that's 25,000 words. We're talking about books which are more in line with how people want to receive, how people want to consume, how people want to learn, how they want to grow. So we've defined an aha book as having 140 aha messages, 140 sound bites, 140 opportunities to capture somebody's attention. So let me share what an aha message is, and then you'll get a feeling for it. It's really any time you could say something in a short period of time where all of a sudden people change their framework. They think in a little different way. Saying there's no ability to curse is a framework change. That's an aha message. The one that I love sharing is that, and I'll share one from one of my recent books, we live in a 7-second soundbite economy, so make it count. It's hard to hear that. We're going, yeah, exactly. It's hard to hear that. We're going, okay, well, when was the last time I spoke in front of a group? Did I actually chunk my stuff in ways that people can listen to it? When was the last time I put out a name of an article or a name of a book or a name of a blog post. Okay, have I made it compelling enough in 7 seconds to want to attract somebody's attention? And so imagine that you sit down and you write out 140 of these, 140 opportunities, and you only need one or two to capture somebody's attention. And so we'll step back even a little bit further. What's a book for? So in the old days, people would think, and most people still have in their idea, in their head, that at some point in time they're going to do the great American novel, or they're going to create that book that sells like the Harry Potter series. Well, I think creating, being the next J.K. Rowling has even worse odds than winning the lottery. And so what a book is really for, a book helps you establish credibility. So since the Bible, since the Gutenberg Press, the book has been a valuable tool to be able to show that you're the expert in a particular space. And so here's what's really interesting. If you have clients today, if you have prospects today, the question you should ask yourself is, what are their pain points? What is it that they are having troubles with or problems with? Now imagine if you wrote a book that addressed the pain points. And imagine if all you did is write that book in 8 hours, and now what happens is somebody goes to Google, they type in, hey, I'm having a problem with X, and what happens if your book pops up? Well, that's what we do. That's what our platform is. That's what we focus on. And so the 8 hours, and if you want, we have a three-step authoring process. I'll be happy to tell you about it. But the 8 hours is the time you take to write the book. All right, so the platform is AhaThat. If you go to ahathat.com, there are today 41,000 quotes, 41,000 pieces of information that one could share today for free. Platform's free to use, free to share. In terms of writing content, we have a three-step authoring process. So let me give the URL for that. The URL is ahathat.com/author. And for those that are interested, the three-step process is pretty straightforward. Can I talk about these three steps? Do you mind?
Yes, please do that.
All right. So step one, it's a Word document. That Word document has four questions in it. As you can imagine, what's your name? What's your bio? What's the title of the book? What's the one paragraph summary? But question number one's the most important one. And so I'm going to tell you how it reads, and then I'll tell you what it really says. How it reads is, who are your readers and what are their expectations? So what it really says, though, who are your prospects and what are their pain points? So it gets really interesting that way. If you actually sit down and you write a book that addresses the pain points of your prospects, guess what happens when you're the published author of a book? You're, by definition, or people feel that you're the expert. So the interesting part is we, for those that are interested, we can just do an AHA book, which is a social media-enabled ebook. We also can turn those books into PDF, Kindle, paperback, and hardcover. So there is nothing more powerful than a hardcover book where we print color on the inside and you hand that to a prospect, and they're like, wow. And imagine it only takes you 8 hours to do.
Right.
So
that's,
let me talk
amazing.
About step number two. Oh, it's kind of fun, by the way. So I agree with that adjective, and I love helping people be successful. And it really involves a small mind shift, and that is, what are you writing your book for? Well, you're writing your book so you can knock on doors and open up more opportunity for you, period. That's what a book's for. If you get lucky, and by the way, and we having published 800 books, we write nice royalty checks to our authors. So occasionally you get lucky and you sell a lot of books, and you make money there too. But really, the money you're making with books is the doors that you have opened to do more speaking or more consulting or potentially even more acting. Let's talk about step number two. So step two, and by the way, this is, once again, this is at ahathat.com/author, and there's no walls to get through to make this happen. It's fairly easy for you to do. Step number two is a one-page PDF. And given that I've curated more than 60,000 AHA messages, that one-page PDF is really, how do you write a good AHA message? And so even if you don't write a book with us, even if you're going to be just doing social media, Go to that step two, download the PDF, put it on your wall, read it a couple times. If you're going to publish with somebody else, download at least the first two steps, because having the four questions document is going to be valuable no matter what you do. It'll just help you focus your energy.
Right.
So step number three, step three is an Excel document, and that's where you put your aha messages. And so it keeps a character count of how long. It's basically 140 quotes by 140 characters. And so it keeps a character count for you. It makes it easy. And that's it. Three-step process. Sounds simple.
Now, that three-step process, absolutely, that does sound simple. That three-step process, again, you guys, you can go to the aha that / author and actually pick up the 1-2-3-step as well. If you have missed what Mr. Levy was saying as far as that three-step process, that sounds amazing, and it sounds like it is fun. It's definitely given some great insight tools, you know, quick basic tools as well, to how to actually be successful at the 1-2-3-step aha process. So that sounds amazing. Definitely I want to make sure that you guys got that information. Remember to go to the aha, A-H-A, that, T-H-A-T, /author to actually get the rest of that 1-2-3-step as well.
Oh,
don't
forget the .com. So
ahathat.com/author.
But thank you.
You guys, you're more than welcome. So, Mr. Levy, also, I mean, how can your audience become thought leaders? Because, I mean, that's pretty much what, you know, your teaching is, for them to think on exactly what they want to, you know, giving them more thought, a thought process onto what they're writing. How do you teach your audience to become thought leaders?
So let me answer that question in two ways. So I'm going to directly answer your question. I'll give you another URL to look at so you could look at the definition. First thing I want to say is sometimes people don't really spend the energy, even though it takes such a small amount of time to write a book, they can't find 8 hours to sit down and write. I know that sounds like a small amount of time. So one of the things that we do in terms of helping people become thought leaders is we can do a two-hour interview where we're basically extracting the genius out of somebody's head, and then we'll ghostwrite the book from there. So one way to do it is, particularly for busy folks who have just not enough time, we actually do that. We do the two-hour interview, and then we ghostwrite the aha book. Now, you might be saying, what is a thought leader? So let's share that. I want to use the term thought leader synonymous with the term recognized expert. And so a thought leader or a recognized expert is the person you turn to when you have a question. And in the old days, what we did is there were thought leaders that were out there that we actually, in your industry, the broadcast media created the actors that we were going to watch on the small screen or the large screen. The recording companies created the artists that we were going to listen to. And the publishers created the authors we were going to read.
Right.
The thing is, we now have a megaphone, and the world has the opportunity to be able to shout and say, hey, here I am. And now what happens is, for those people who shout, hey, look at me, buy my product, most of their audience is not going to like that, so they run away. What we need to do is we need to actually interact. We need to listen. We need to interact with the audience, hear what our followers are interested in, gain new followers because we're sharing our thoughts, our wisdom. And so what I want to do is point to a website I have where I actually show the definition of thought leadership. And that website is thinkaha.com. So thinkaha.com. And I've got there's a tab there for thought leadership. So what it will do is it'll show a couple pictures. It'll have some videos where you could actually read about it. And what I really want to say is I look at thought leadership as, in marketing space, it's a 2x2. It's audience by content. So it really is, what type of audience do you have and what type of content do you have? And so if you have no audience and no content, you're essentially unknown. If you have a very large audience but a very narrow content set, I call that an evangelist. It's somebody who's really focused on a very specific area. And the problem with being focused on an area, and companies have used evangelists in the past, the problem with being focused on a very specific area is that you're very narrow in the scope of what you're talking about, and you may not be believable. And so if you're not authentic, you're not believable, you can't be trusted. If you can't be trusted, you really can't be a thought leader. And so the next thing is, for those that are experts, what they do is they have a relatively small amount of audience for a very robust content set, which is kind of cool because that's what an expert is. What the recognized expert or the thought leader is they have the right audience for the right content. And so the word right means if you are, let's say you're the area you service is a particular state, well, you don't need to advertise to the world. If the area you service is a particular county, you don't need to talk to the world or to the state, just to the county. And so what I'm getting at is the area that you focus should be the area that you address. And that is sharing the right amount of content for the right audience. And that is not just broken up geographically, but also functionally. Who do you play with? What do you service? Now, so it must be hard as an actor, right? As an actor, you want to get your brand out there to as many people as possible. But do you go after movies? Do you go after big movies? Do you go after small movies? Do you go after the now TV series that Netcom and Amazon and others are creating? Do you go after, and you fill in the blank. And so what are you an expert in? And what do you show that you do very well? And how do you pitch all the right appropriate people? And to me, that's what a thought leader is you become a recognized expert. People know who you are when you have a particular problem or solution. That's what we are trying to do. And so when you have a book that establishes you as somebody who has expertise in an area, it becomes a lot easier to be seen as the recognized expert.
That makes sense. And definitely having the audience and the content and knowing exactly that particular audience and content of what we're sharing makes a big deal. And that definitely is something that I know a lot of people, myself as well, I've been writing a book for a little bit of time, and I have my moments where I go through a dry spell, and then I have my moments where I pick up and I'm picking it right back up and I'm flowing. So definitely that's something that I'm going to be looking into as well, is that thought leadership as well. Definitely at the thoughtleader.ceo for that as well. I'm going to be looking at that website for that. And I want to just speed a little bit fast forward, and then I'll backpedal a little bit. But because you had mentioned something about the social media, I wanted to talk about the one portion because that's, to me, that's a big thing. You know, a lot of people want to know how to grab people's attention, for their audience and for the content that they're sharing on social media, and how to get people to really zoom in and say, hey, this might be something I want to check out. So how do you, for social media, I know that you basically can make that effectively and make people listen and make people draw into people's social medias within 5 minutes a day. And it can take me about maybe 8 hours, just in social media and networking and sharing different things that I want people to look at, even with SOL, even with my acting, with our production company. So it takes me a little bit longer than 5 minutes a day to actually get that going. How do you show those tips on, being effective in 5 minutes, just 5 minutes a day for social media?
So very good question. First, let me say, you really can't make anyone do anything, right? I think
that's true.
When there were three, way back well, when,
I'm a
when there
woman,
were three
I
TV
feel
channels,
I can make people do.
Well, you can, by the way, but I can't make people do stuff. So, when there were three TV channels, and ABC said, let's do this, well, then people did it because that was how we consumed data. Nowadays, what's appropriate, what's interesting is actually just that. You have to be interesting to those people who want to follow you. And so and I do talk a lot about social media in 5 minutes a day. It's typically, and I'm going to tell you what it is, it's not necessarily for somebody who's trying to significantly build their brand, but often what I do is the concepts behind that apply, so I'll tell you what they are. And they're for the person who has not, typically it's the busy executive who just poo-poos social media. It says, oh, this is not for me. This is a passing trend. Just so you know, if you are not on social media in the future, in any business or profession you're in, you will eventually disappear because that's how we communicate today. All right, so how do you do social media in 5 minutes a day? The thing I'd say is you wake up in the morning and you share one, two, or three pieces of content on whatever platform's appropriate for you. It's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snap, whatever the platform is. Basically, spend a minute and share three pieces of content. No, they don't have to be yours. But share three pieces of content or two pieces of content, anything that's relevant to you. And then sort of go away. Either come back in the afternoon or come back a couple of hours later. And then interact, so spend the 80% of your time interacting with the people who have touched your content. All right, so let me give you a real world example. Let's say you're in an office building. You have an office. People come into your office and they actually they bring you coffee or they bring you paperwork or they come in and say hello. Well, do you ignore them? And of course the answer is no. You're going to say, hey, thanks for the paperwork, thanks for the coffee. Hey, hello to you. How are you doing? Because that's who we are. We're human nature. We're social in what we do. So how come when we're on social media and people like our stuff, love our stuff, share our stuff, forward our stuff, do we ignore them? So there's a disconnect. So the point is, when you come back in the afternoon and you're interacting with the people who have touched your content, what you're doing is you're telling them that you appreciate them and you're interacting with them. And there's opportunities that will ultimately come out of that. And so social media to me, a lot of people think, hey, I'm gonna spend money on Facebook ads or Google ads and all of a sudden I'm gonna be super rich. And for me, a lot of the business I have comes because the relationship started on social media and then I continued it, both on social and then outside, right? And so what you want to have happen is you want people to get to know you. You want to get people to get to like you. You want to get to have people get to trust you. And so if people know, like, and trust you, then you have a much better opportunity that when they see something that's relevant for you, they may remember you. Or more appropriately, the next time you post, they'll remember you because you're posting some piece of content they find interesting, and then they go, aha, you know, we need you for that role, whatever that role might be.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, too, as well, and I definitely understand that. Because I was like, at first when I read that, I was like, wow, 5 minutes? I was like, no, I definitely need you in my life for that because, you know, you can build your brand, of course, when you're building a brand and when you're communicating out there on social media, you know, it is important to keep it in the eye, you know, and of course there's so much content being shared with millions of people all over the world, you know, at seconds of time. So of course, you know, in the process of that, you want to keep sharing and, you know, interact with people. But I said, in 5 minutes, I can do that, huh? Let me see how that works. So I definitely appreciate you giving insight to that as well. And I know also that you have videos, you know, not just the fact of the books too as well, but you also do the videos to help for the doing the Aha Guy and showing them, you know, on your videos, are you speaking on how to do these same things, how to be a thought leader, how to write a book in 8 minutes and, you know, those different things. Are you doing those in those videos?
So it depends. We do. As you know, there's so many different platforms to actually be sharing and interacting with your audience, and your audience actually may vary based on platform. So when I speak on YouTube through that vehicle, it's different than when I speak on Instagram or Facebook or elsewhere. And so I have a different audience. When I'm doing the corporate audience, it's really LinkedIn is my preferred mechanism. And on LinkedIn, if I can create a 1 minute video, 60 seconds or a 15 second video that will capture the right CEO's attention, well, that's really powerful. And so that's what we talk about. You know, what is the right audience to do what type of platform? I think the interesting part about video and what we do in association with the AHA That platform, you know, we try to create videos to allow people to understand, you know, how to write, what the process is, each step along the way. How can you get insight? How could you actually touch whoever the expert is without actually that expert doing, you know, saying the same thing over and over again? Well, videos are a great way to actually do that. And what I do a lot of is we have another website for those that are interested called Thought Leader Life. And in Thought Leader Life, largely what happens there is we do half-hour interviews, and I'll grab typically a co-host for the month. And with that home co-host, we will do 4 half-hour interviews. Now, you heard me mention before that we would do a 2-hour interview and help ghostwrite a book for somebody. Well, there's magic in saying we're going to do 4 half-hour interviews, because what happens with Thought Leader Life is we ultimately create an aha book, a PDF, and a Kindle for our co-hosts. And what we're doing is we grab 4 experts who we want included in their book. We do 4 half-hour interviews. And what we ultimately create, so I'm going to do this real fast so you can come back. We ultimately create 6 blog posts, 5 audio files, a PDF, a Kindle, and an aha book. And all that is done in probably the amount of time spent by the co-host is probably something like 4 to 5 hours. So to create something like 23 assets that you can now share on social media, all with a relevant point, as you can imagine, that relevant point should be solving your prospect's pain points. So all with a relevant point, all now associated back with a co-author, that's really powerful stuff. Does that make sense, or did I do that too fast?
No, that made sense. That was crystal clear. That definitely made sense. And I was looking, too, as well, and you know what, those videos, we use those in our production as well, you know, when we're making quick commercials. And, of course, you know, you want to make like that 5-second or that 10-second or 30-second commercial. You don't want it to be too lengthy because you don't want to lose your captive audience, you know. So definitely that's something that, you know, myself, I know that we could utilize. So definitely that's great. And I definitely need to look that up, too, as well in your aha messages and see exactly, you know, and look at those videos, too, as well and see – you know, how just to get some ideas and creativity from you as well, because I was looking at a few of your videos.
Oh, really? Which ones? What did you like? Do you remember?
I actually liked the one that I liked was the one that you did today. It was at one of the messages from the 140 aha messages.
Oh, my God. Right. I was just going to talk about that. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
And you did that one. I liked that one, and I can't remember the quote exactly, so I don't want to misquote it, you know, at all. But I would definitely like you to talk about that.
Yeah, well, I can't even tell you what quote it was, but let me tell you what was interesting about an aha book. So an aha book has 140 bite-sized quotes. So I'm running an experiment right now, and the experiment is I'm picking up one of the quotes. So I'm reading the book one at a time. I pick up the quote, and then I read it out loud. And then if I happen to be at an event and there's somebody around, I'll have somebody join me. Or I'll spend 2 minutes talking about what that quote means to me today. Right? So it's really interesting because when you write your book, at whatever point in time that you put that down, you're done and it's outdated because you've already grown. Right? So I can't remember if I wrote that book 6 months ago or 8 months ago. What's fascinating is when I grab a particular aha message, what it means to me today is probably slightly different than what it meant to me when I wrote the book. And what's fascinating is I now have a 140-day editorial calendar. So not only can you – so I'm glad you brought that up. Not only do you have can you write your book in 8 hours? Not only can you show people you're an expert, now you have a calendar – that if you want to do Facebook Live or whatever platform you play on, you can actually now post that content with some incremental additive, right? Some incremental juice, whatever you think about at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And
that's interesting.
Like you did. Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing to take that and make it up to 140. And, you know, I don't think most authors out here are looking at that. They write the book and, you know, even if they're on to the next book or they have that one, like you said, and it's 6 months ago that they wrote it, it's put down and, you know, you moved on to something else. But to take that book, that same book from 6 months ago and make an aha messages out of it. You know, definitely could bring back not just, you know, to me revenue for that particular book as well, but and bring a new audience as well into that may not have been there 6 months ago. But it also brings the interest back, and like you said, it can mean those different contents or aha moments can mean different things of what they didn't mean 6 months ago. So that makes a lot of sense to me to be able to do, if that made sense of what I just said to you.
No, it was good. Well, it was good. I liked it. No. It comes really interesting, right? It's if you really follow the fact that you're not. So I'll step back for a second. If you're an actor, actress, if you're a big business guy, or you have a company that's going to spend a lot of money marketing your book, well, then you actually might make money from the book. But even if you have a book, that's the excuse for you to make bigger fees speaking and consulting.
Right.
So the thing that's fascinating is many authors actually, once they go through this arduous process of writing their book, and then they get it done, and then they if they got lucky enough to find a publisher, the publisher publishes it, and then the author goes away and says, hey, my content is so good, the book is going to sell itself. I don't need to do anything. And although that may have been the case a little bit for some people in the past, that is absolutely not the case today. And so if you write a book, that is, how about we say, of that book's success, 10% of that book's success is what you do to write it. 90% of that book's success is what you do after you're done writing your book and it gets published.
Definitely. And you teach people how to, you know, actually you walk them through the steps. I know that you with your actual teaching abilities. Now, do you guys take on the clients? Well, you yourself, you take on clients that may, you know, inspire an aspiring author that want to write via Kindle or, you know, ebook or Amazon and have their books on that type of a platform. Now, do you help ghostwrite? If someone, you know, they want to write and they just don't know exactly how to actually put it in a good form where they can get it out there and have it really, you know, utilized correctly. Do you help ghostwrite for people as well, or how does that work?
Yeah. So where that comes in is let's say there are two types of books. Your more traditional book. Which, you know, fiction, nonfiction, 25 to 60,000 words. Let's say that's one type of book. The other type of book is what we're talking about with the AHA book, the 140 bite-sized quotes. And I absolutely love the experience of ghostwriting that for other people. So let me tell you what we do. We'll actually sit and in terms of preparing. So let's say you're the author. By the way, it's your book because it's your content. So you're the author, and you just can't either find the 8 hours or you just don't think you can articulate your message well enough. What happens is we'll get you into an interview, and we'll do a two-hour interview. Now, let me tell you how you should prepare for the interview. You start thinking to yourself, who are your prospects today? Right? Who is it that you're going after? And what is the pain point that your prospects have? And then the next question or a set of questions you should be asking is, okay, when you're pitching your prospects that they should use your product or service, what kind of objections do you get? So if you think about that as the author, if you're thinking about that ahead of time, then what happens when we do the interview, and let's say I'm doing the interview, I'm going to ask you questions. And I'm going to ask you questions that focus on your prospects' pain points and the objections they give when you interact with them. And what happens, and I like to say it this way, what I'm really doing is I'm actually extracting the genius from your brain onto a recording. We then have the recording transcribed, and then the ghostwriters come in, and they look at that transcribed recording, and they look at the objective that you want to achieve, and then they pull out the aha messages. Because you've said that, right? In the interview, you've actually articulated the appropriate aha messages. All we're doing is putting them to paper so that when we send you the spreadsheet that has the 140 aha messages in them, you know, many of them are going to resonate as is. Some you're going to actually change. But it is so much easier, the way human nature works, it's so much easier to correct what somebody else has written than for you to sit down and write it yourself. And so it's turned out that this interview process has been our now go-to-market strategy, because it just makes it so much easier for those that we're interacting with.
Definitely. And that's something that I know that, you know, I hear a lot when I talk to other inspiring authors out there. You know, they say, hey, and not only that, because I would speak out loud, you know, a lot of people like this right now, this day and age, Levy are actually speaking up on things that, you know, they may have grown accustomed to, or their life stories. You know, people are bringing out so much into the world today and sharing testimonies, if we will, you know, and definitely giving people insight as to what they've been through and maybe what they've overcome. And they're taking and putting those in books nowadays. And I meet a lot of people that say, hey, you know, I got this great testimony, or I got this great story, this book that I want to write. And I know it would help a lot of people and it would reach a lot of people, but don't know where to begin, you know. So definitely, to me, that's why I asked that particular question, is because I get a lot of people that brainstorm, but they don't know how to actually put it down on paper, you know, correctly, and they are looking for those ghostwriters and somebody that can actually articulate it a little bit better than maybe they can, or the way they feel they can.
I have a different suggestion for that. So let me give you a two-part suggestion. So one part suggestion is, as somebody has a story they're going to tell, the question is, what is the moral of the story? What is it they want other people to learn and to achieve, right? And so once you can figure out the moral of the story, what you can do is write your aha book, helping people, and that's the pain point that you want your potential prospects to learn. You write the moral of the story, that's your aha book. The story still needs to be told. So what I suggest is get one of your friends to hold up an iPhone or, you know, any mobile camera and tell your story, and tell it in small 2 to 3 minute chunks. Because what's going to happen is, any story, so much better if that story is actually told by the author themselves. You might as well do it in video. And guess what? If you already have an aha book, you can then include a URL that points to the videos, so that when you start sharing your content, you share your content with a lesson learned, and you then include the URL that points to the video that reinforces that message.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, too, as well. Thank you for clarifying that and giving that information out there, too, as well. And I also want to let people know, too, as well, again, if you have just joined in and you did not catch, today we are sitting with the AHA guy. Definitely, he makes a lot of great aha moments, and you will be able to go back and actually, once I share the blog link as well, definitely be able to pick up on, some of the things that we actually were speaking on too as well. Today, you are joined by Mr. Mitchell Levy, as well as myself, actress Teresa Guilford, and we are speaking concerning all of how to be an entrepreneur when it comes to writing, how to do your self-help aha moments. And definitely he's been giving us some great insight as to doing that. And Mr. Levy, I wanted to also let people know some of your other sites that they can go to, too, as well. I know that you have the Twitter, which is twitter.com/happyabout. Is that the only Twitter page, or is there another Twitter page besides that one?
Oh, I have too many sites, way too many sites. You know, I probably, if you want to follow me, one of the best things you could do is click on or go to Google and just type in Mitchell Levy, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, last name L-E-V-Y. My name will typically come up as in 5 of the top 10 spots. And then you can connect to me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't know if Snapchat pops up. And that's a good way to follow me. The problem with being an entrepreneur who has started so many businesses is that some of those businesses are still ongoing. And so when they're ongoing and you have a business brand, you keep the brand going. So technically my Twitter handle should be AHA That, but you know, I created a business brand called Happy About way back when, and I just love that name so much. Every time I think about changing it to something else, I'm like, I kind of like Happy About it. I still like people feeling that way with interacting with it.
Right.
So maybe not the best branding decision, but clearly something that I'm still passionate about.
Absolutely, and I can understand why, too, as well. I mean, because when I looked at the Happy About It, it made me want to question, well, let me, you know, I was intrigued just by that actual little, you know, URL. I was intrigued to find out, Happy About, what is this about? What's so happy? You know, so you were on to something when you did that, of course, because it makes you want to, you question, happy, let me find out what this is about. Of course, if it said something like sad about, of course, you know, nobody wants to click on that. But the fact that it did say happy about it made me intrigued to click to see exactly what it was that you were happy about or what was so happy about clicking on that site. So definitely you were into something like that.
And we have I think 48,000 followers on the Happy About Twitter account, right? So
absolutely.
And it's focused on, it's one of our book publishers. Originally, we have four different book imprints in the book business. You know, they call a division an imprint. So we have four different book imprints. And one of them is Happy About. That used to be the primary one until I just got really excited about ahas and aha messaging. And so the primary site today is Think Aha. And like I said, so we have a Twitter handle, which is also Think Aha. And then where I'm really spending my energy, because of the flexibility and the ability to bring the market concepts so quickly, is the Aha That platform. And that's what I, you know, when I wake up in the morning, if you say, where do I spend my energy? What do I focus the majority of my time on? It's getting people to know that, if you want to share content, so we talked about social media in 5 minutes a day, I've got 41,000 pieces of content that's free to use, free to share on the Aha That platform. So if you're just looking to start building your audience, well, share other people's content, and you may be able to attract your existing audience may find it interesting, and you may be able to attract other people who find that fascinating. And then, of course, when you're ready to demonstrate that you have expertise in a particular area, the ability to sit down and write your book in 8 hours or have somebody ghost it to you for you by having an interview is just way too powerful. So that's the message I'm communicating when I am waking up and doing the things that I often do is don't focus on the book you're going to write where the book is going to make you oodles and noodles of money. Focus on the book you write that will empower you to do what you really need to do to make oodles and noodles of money.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you have, you always share the top aha books as well. Now, with those top aha books, do they change, like if somebody's on your website or they want to find out, you know, well, what's the top books that he has right now going on for the aha moment? What books do you have right now that are your top five?
So I am not actually sitting at my computer, so I can't tell you.
I know one of them have to be the aha.
I'm not sure. One of our books that was top for a long time. So first, let me answer your question. Do they change? Yes. For that particular one, what the programming team did is once, as opposed to analyzing that dynamically, because it took up just a little bit too much bandwidth, what the programming team did is that once a night they go in and they figure out what is the most shared content, and that's what they present. And so at one point in time, and I believe this is still in the top five, we actually had a book where there was a teacher who was teaching a senior level college class, and she had 72 students, and so she crowdsourced a book with her students, and it was, I think it was Social Media Works for Filipino Students, something like that. And what was fascinating about that is that was our top book, because now you have 72 contributors to the book who all helped push it on social media. And the interesting part is she came back to me 6 months later and said that 50% of her students reported that that book is what helped them get their first job, which I thought was super cool.
Yeah, that is.
The another guy, we have a book, Brad Freeman on social media. And Brad also, as a social media guy, he goes, oh, that top five list. I want to be there. So Brad has used his book to push to and used his social media expertise to be able to drive the amount of visitors to see that book. I think another book that is terribly popular that a lot of people like to share because it by definition really what does it do? You either are excited about it or unexcited about it. So it actually draws an opinion. So we've taken Sun Tzu's The Art of War and we've made that an AHA book. If you go to aha.pub, aha.pub/art of war, you'll be able to instantly share Sun Tzu's work. And I know that's in the top five because I see quotes shared across the internet from the AHA That platform often on that one.
Absolutely.
So those are three that I remember off the top of my head that'll probably be in the top five list.
Great. Thank you for sharing that too as well. And you guys out there, family, hey, again, I'm with AHA. I'm with Mr. Levy himself, Mr. AHA. And definitely he's teaching us how to grow, how to be influenced when we grow, and how to influence others as well. And also how to become an author in 8 hours or less. If you guys are looking for that type of platform, you definitely want to make sure that you hit Mr. Levy up as well and get that AHA moment from him. Definitely, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. And again, I have to apologize for that actual mishap as well. I'm telling you, I travel, it seems like I'm all over the place and not in the right place sometimes at the moment.
Don't worry about it. I would have felt worse as a guest missing a thing. I could only imagine what it would feel like for a host missing a time frame. So not a worry. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Happy to be on the air.
It.
Happy to talk to you. And you know, as you grow and blossom on the things you're doing, I'm not sure a traditional book like the one you're writing would be the most appropriate thing. But if you want to play and focus on AHA book, and if you think it can help you in your acting career, I'm absolutely interested in talking to you about that.
Definitely. We will be discussing that too as well. I definitely will be, and that's on the real. I definitely will be talking to you about that because those are some of the things that I do talk about. You know, we talk about AHA moments on mine because it's more so on SOL because we do the cast versus production. I like to talk about the ins and the outs, you know, because, of course, we are all sitting down when we get a chance and we watch our favorite show or our favorite movie, you know, when we can. And one of the things that I like to talk about is we sit back and we relax and we're enjoying the moment, but there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. And, I mean, most of the time it's havoc. You know, it's not always peaches and cream. But the show must go on. And yet and still we deliver, you know, this phenomenal AHA moment on television, you know, or on our favorite show or whatever have you. Yet and still the things that go on behind the scene is what, you know, I try to bring forth on SOL and allow, whether it's a director or an actress or an author or whatever have you, to come forth and speak on that. Let people know, you know, who are trying to get in this business, hey, this is what it takes. This is what it is. This is what we do. This is where I am at. I'm not just the person that you see on television, you know, doing Scandal. Or I'm not just the person that you see, you know, doing whatever show it may be. This is what it takes, you know, and this is what I deal with. So I allow people to get those moments out there and talk about it. So to me, that would be phenomenal. A phenomenal thing to write about is actually AHA moments in acting. AHA moments going, you know, and giving those good quotes.
I am very intrigued. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we have
and the
some
thing
great
that's interesting. Yeah. Well, for you, here's what's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. It's what all the other people who would hire you and bring you on board, what they're interested in. It's what if you can create a following of people who go, wow, this is really fascinating. I like her. This is worth associating with. That always comes into effect when people are thinking about, once again, I mentioned the publishing companies and the recording studios and the broadcast media, right? One of the things they take into consideration is what is the popularity of, in this case, the actor I'm working with, or the author I'm dealing with, or the, you know, when you fill in the blank, the music artist that I'm working with. And it comes down to if you're producing content that people want to consume and then you interact with them as they're consuming it, you build your audience, and that's how you build.
Definitely. Well, thank you again, and I appreciate that. And again, I'm going to contact you via email. I'm definitely going to contact you to be on the other platform, which is Bless Hands for You, phenomenal author that has, she basically started off writing her life story. And then from there, of course, she's been utilizing it to help people in different ways, you know, learning how to for forgiveness and learning the steps on how to forgive by giving light, real-life situations in stage plays, movies, and then they start off as books, and then she turns those into, you know, reality by giving. And that, to me, it's kind of on the basis of what you're doing, too, as well with videos. You may take an aha book and have that, and then, but so many people are visual nowadays and need to, you know, they don't want to sit down and read as much as they would like to. They probably just don't have the time to. So to watch a quick second video or watch something visually is, you know, more effective too as well. So she takes those books and turns them into actual videos as well. So definitely nice. I want to make sure that we get you on her platform too as well to as a guest. So we will be speaking again. I co-host on there as well, which is great. I love co-hosting as well as being a host. I have a lot of fun doing that too as well. So you'll be hearing my voice again, probably just doing the announcements. I really don't do much. She does more of the talking than I do, which is fine with me because I do enough talking on my daily basis.
You'll have insight into what question to ask or where to probe, so that'll be great.
Exactly, and definitely, and I'm going to give her some homework too as well on that process. And also, I wanted to be able to just let you close us out today. I wanted to say before we close out, happy birthday to the entire month of November, birthday babies in the world, as well as the special ones for today, which is November the 13th. And, of course, we just had Veterans Day, so I want to give a delayed as well, happy Veterans Day as well. We appreciate everyone out here in the world that's just making, you know, all of us making each other better and helping each other, you know, grow in ways. So I love the aha moments that we can give to each other. So definitely I appreciate you coming on the show. And I want you to give us a close out. Make it, keep it clean. Other than that, we are definitely done. I appreciate you coming on today to SOL and speaking your mind and giving us a great insight on, you know, where you're at. You're definitely on to something great, and I appreciate you allowing us to pick your brain today for the moments. I know you're a pretty busy guy. I've seen you on Facebook on one of your pages, and you were you had some conferences and some different things going on today. So I definitely appreciate you taking the time out to come on SOL and speak to my family as well. And on that note, I am actress Teresa Guilford. Again, I am closing out with Mr. Levy saying goodbye for us.
Hey, you guys have a great day. May you spread as many aha moments to those and affect as many people you can in a positive way as possible. Take care now. Bye, everybody.
Bye.